Blog Talk Radio.
Like the folks you meet on, like to plant my feet on the Brooklyn Bridge. What a lovely view from heaven looks at you from the Brooklyn Bridge. I love to listen to the wind through her strings, the song that she sings for the town. I love to look up at the clouds in her hair. She's learned to wear like a crown. If you've been a rover, journey's end lies over the Brooklyn Bridge. Don't let no one tell you I've been trying to sell you the Brooklyn Bridge. All the folks in Manhattan are sad, 'cause they look at her and wish they had the good old Brooklyn. You've been a rover, journey's end lies over the Brooklyn Bridge. Don't let no one tell you that I've been trying to sell you the Brooklyn Bridge. You'll miss her most when you roam, 'cause you'll think of her and think of home, the good old Brooklyn.
Hey, welcome again to How's New York with Brooklyn real estate attorney Robert Howe. Tonight's a legal topics episode, and we're going to be looking at tax abatements and what happens when your tax abatement runs out on your Brooklyn condo. And here, as always, is our host, Robert Howe.
Well, welcome everyone to How's New York, and thank you, Jason, for bringing up this topic, which I think is very timely in this era of conversation about affordable housing. And tax abatements, like any other tax program, probably started for a good reason a long time ago. And guess what? That good reason a long time ago has translated into not such a good reason in current market conditions. So I think the abatement that you're talking about, Jason, is the 421A tax abatement, which basically was implemented about 40-plus years ago, and the purpose was to spur development in New York City. Now, that sort of seems like maybe an oxymoron, spur development in New York City, now that we're seeing high-rises popping up all throughout Brooklyn and Sheepshead Bay and Queens and other areas, and it just seems to be every place is under construction. So this is probably one of those ideas. The tax break was good many years ago in the environment of a depressed New York City real estate market, people fleeing to the suburbs, wanting to take that LIRR back into town and then escape again. But as time has passed, what was bad neighborhoods and a bad real estate market has turned around to be very hot. And these tax incentive programs really, it's from some people's point of views, turn out to be a windfall. Let me ask you what you think tax abatements are, how they come into play in ordinary folks like you and I in our life.
Well, from what I know of tax abatements, it's not much since I'm not in a house but rather an apartment and a co-op, is that you get some form of tax break or relief or some type of credit if you make major renovation or if you if you're breaking new ground, if you're building a new property or you're doing some construction, that's the way I understand what a tax abatement is primarily used for.
Right. Well, it's a little more than that, a little broader than that. When the housing market was depressed, say, in the 60s, 70s in New York City, the government, as it sometimes does, uses tax incentives to spur development. And basically there was this concept of, well, let's give people a break on their real estate taxes if someone is willing to, make new construction, and the people of those new who inhabit that new construction might be entitled to a tax break from anywhere from 10 to 15 years. So that was really the plan back then, and it became pretty attractive. People could buy an apartment, a condo usually, and get a tax abatement, and they would be paying ridiculously low real estate taxes where other neighbors are paying thousands of dollars, they're paying hundreds of dollars. Well, of course, that good time runs out after 10 or 15 years, and that's what we're pretty much faced with. I'm wondering if a tax abatement would be an attractive thing for you if you were looking, to purchase some sort of new condo.
I guess that will depend on the price of the condo or what degree of a fixer-upper. I know from experience from people who have bought condos and it has really needed work from top to bottom. So I guess the tax abatement came in handy then. I'm more in the camp of questioning just what can you get away with and what you might try and deem renovation that would fall under that tax abatement umbrella.
Well, just to clarify, tax abatements that we're talking about really involve new construction. So the city, in order to spur development and to spur affordable housing, and that was a term even, 40 years ago, affordable housing, said to developers, look, if you build some condo-style properties, and other new construction, but basically, in our sphere, tax abatements really affect us in the condo market. So the city and state say we will give you on your real estate taxes for a period of time, so the developer saves some money. The developer is able to turn a profit and make their house marketable by using this technique of saying, hey, your neighbors are paying $1,000 in taxes, real estate taxes. You're only going to be paying $150 in taxes for the next 10 or 15 years, depending on the program. So it was initially a way to spur new development in an otherwise depressed market and make affordable housing for people. Don't forget, so if you are lower middle income or lower income, you would both benefit by maybe a slightly lower priced condo, and once you got into that condo, your real estate taxes would be, smaller as time went on. So as the years go on, guess what? The market heats up. This tax incentive program is still in effect. And developers are saying, hey, we don't have to just build housing. We can make, luxury housing and still give people these tax breaks. So now you could buy a condo for several hundred thousand dollars and once again be paying only a couple hundred dollars real estate tax while your neighbor down the street who's owned the house for the last 20 years and maybe the house could be 100 years old, they're probably paying $1,000, $2,000 in real estate taxes. So it was a pretty nice perk to be able to buy a new condo and get the tax break for many years. So a lot of different concepts are going on with the whole idea of tax abatement. Whereas 40 years ago, it was a great program. It may have spurred some affordable housing, and people supported it. As you get into a very super hot market like New York City and Brooklyn, the market we're experiencing, that tax break is no longer serving the purpose of an incentive to build affordable housing. In fact, it's an incentive to build more luxury or unaffordable housing, for most people. But you would still retain the perk of lower taxes. New York City has, for the longest time, had a reputation of having, at least in the residential sphere, reasonable or low real estate taxes. You would often hear people talk and say, oh, I live in New York City, I'm only paying a couple thousand dollars real estate taxes, and the person who was living in Nassau or Suffolk would fall on the floor because they're paying $15,000, $20,000, $30,000 in taxes. So it was really a benefit to live in the city, at least from a real estate tax point of view. You were saving, a ton of money as opposed to your friends and relatives who are living in the suburbs, Nassau and Suffolk and Westchester. So as time once again goes on, our taxes, at least in New York City, are ticking up and probably have doubled or tripled over the last 10 or 15 years. We have some sort of archaic system of getting an assessed valuation of your house, which is some formula of the real value of your house, and then applying some tax rate to that. Other cities and states use a pretty straightforward method. Your house is worth $1 million. The tax rate is 1%. Your tax is $10,000. That's a straightforward method. New York City does not have that straightforward method. It's a little arcane, to figure out what your taxes are. But in any event, taxes always go up, and in fact, they're going up in New York City, have gone up maybe two or three times, what they were 10 or 15 years ago. And people are still enjoying, at least up until last year, the tax abatements of this condo craze, this condo development market, where you'd buy a condo for several hundred thousand and end up only paying $150, $200 a year in real estate taxes. I don't know if you have friends or relatives that are experiencing sort of the end of this run of the 10 or 15 year period, Jason.
No, but I was wondering what other forms of abatements are available, even if they are not for any type of renovation? Do co-ops have abatements? Where do you need to do some type of cosmetic work or improve, or maybe a structural improvement to qualify for an abatement? Or are there different, or do they come in different forms?
Well, the other big form of abatement that co-op owners enjoy, well, and homeowners enjoy, is a STAR credit, and that's basically a credit that's statewide, and it slightly reduces your real estate taxes. And both people who own real property is a house that you own and you own the dirt underneath it, versus a co-op, which is ownership of shares of stock in a corporation, and you get to live in a certain apartment as a result of that. People in co-ops also benefit from a STAR abatement, and that basically, they're informed somewhere in the spring that, the city gave them back some money, and they're entitled to a credit. This is co-op owners, and they're entitled to a credit, and what the co-op does in order to make money to put in its reserve funds also issues an assessment at the same time. So say you're about to get a $100 STAR credit for your co-op unit, you would also have an assessment of $100, which would mean net zero to you. That $100 would go into the co-op, of which you are an owner, of course, and that $100, along with everybody else's $100, would go into some sort of fund to improve the building. So that's the other big type of abatement that there is. But I think the main abatement that's, on people's minds right now is the expiring abatement, the 421A abatement that is expiring. So now you've lived in your co-op for 10 or 15 years, paying $150 a year for real estate taxes. Guess what happens after the 10 or 15 years runs out, Jason?
Your abatement runs out, I'm assuming.
It's payback time. One clever thing about taxes is that many times they're never done away with. They're deferred somehow. And that's, the deferred tax that we're all familiar with is like our IRA. If you put money in your IRA, it's tax deferred. People don't hear the word deferred, or they interpret the word deferred as meaning, it's done away with. Well, that's not the meaning of deferred. Deferred is put off for a period of time, either until you become, 70 and a half, I think, or, well, you say, well, I'm going to beat the government, I'm going to die before I ever have to pay back taxes. Well, guess what? Dying doesn't even escape a tax-deferred product. Your beneficiaries who inherit that have to pay the income tax, and they are very surprised when that happens that they have to pay back the income tax. But in any event, back to condos. Not only does it expire, but it comes back in a roaring fashion at full market value. See, when I was talking earlier about the taxes in New York City are low, they are really artificially low, and there is a plan in effect to bring those back, those really low taxes, up to what they should be. And so you often hear the story of, someone could have a house in a relatively, depressed real estate area in New York City and are paying several thousand dollars for real estate taxes. Another person could be living in a wonderful, highly attractive community, desirable, high home prices, and they could be paying less than the person who's maybe living in an inner city type of setting. And so, having said that, with that disparity, the city has embarked upon a plan to try to even out that disparity of bad neighborhoods having high taxes and good neighborhoods having low taxes. So overall, everybody is paying more tax. But So the prices on existing homes were artificially low, but guess what? The houses, the taxes on new construction don't start out low, well, except for this abatement program. New projects are taxed at current values, which means a lot of money. So you could be in a condo that had a 10-year tax abatement paying $150 a year, and now all of a sudden you could be paying $8,000, $9,000, $10,000 a year, and that's quite a jump for people. And that is sometimes, you know, people who have gotten into new construction condos mark off on their calendar if it's a 10-year abatement program. Well, guess what? Year nine, we are putting our condo up for sale and moving somewhere else. So it really has a very strong impact. You know, when it does come back, it comes back at full market value, and you could be paying, you know, many times over what, you know, that you were paying $150 a year. Now you're paying maybe $10,000 a year. So that is, you know, that is one planning aspect you might want to look at, you know, when buying a condo. So, you know, the bad things about the tax abatement in that setting, you know, critics are saying it's only helping the wealthy, and it's only building unaffordable housing, and the city is losing money. So that's the cons. You know, the pros are New York City is still pretty vibrant. Its real estate market is very hot. People are investing, you know, in this place, without some of those abatements, you wouldn't see all the building going on that you are seeing, and the building has been spreading, you know, out from the center, meaning Manhattan has been spreading out from the center, and even Manhattan. But that's the pros of the program, that, you know, it has really incentivized developers to build.
Well, it looks like we're coming to the end of our legal topics episode, and we had an interesting one today, tax abatements and what they are, what it means, what the different types of tax abatement you can try and take advantage of. And with that, Bob, why don't you take us out?
Well, that, as you say, is the end of our legal topics program, talking about tax abatements. They were good in a period of time when a certain economic situation existed. Over the years, the situation in the economy has changed, but guess what? The tax laws have not changed. So, as in many instances, there are people who benefit from tax laws that have been around for a lot of years, and there are people who are no longer benefiting from it, you know, in this new hot market that we find ourselves in New York City. Well, this concludes tonight's radio program, and thanks to Blog Talk Radio for hosting our show, and thanks for Jason for coming up with this topic of what are tax abatements and what happens when they run out. This is How's New York signing off. God bless Brooklyn and all of its people, wishing you a good night and a good morning and a good afternoon. I am your host, Robert Howe.
Like the folks you meet on, like to plant my feet on the Brooklyn Bridge. What a lovely view from